We continue on the KCII PM Sports page. It's time to shine the spotlight on this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And this week, it's Washington High School senior Ben Burhau. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
And Ben, let's start with the fact that we're going to be talking about some of your swimming accolades a little bit later on. But senior at Washington High School, what all in school are you involved in?
I am involved in Future Problem Solvers, which is a after-school activity for solving problems, writing packets, and doing skits. Just kind of some fun extracurricular stuff.
Okay, and for you with different activities at school, when it comes to classwork, what's some of your favorite things to be doing in class?
As far as like subjects, I'm really big on math and science, so any kind of physics or advanced math, I just eat that up.
Okay. And what are your plans post-graduation from Washington?
I'm going to be going to the University of Iowa to study mechanical engineering.
Okay. And what do you hope to do? What's the dream job that's out there for you?
Well, I'd like to work on some kind of spacecraft, satellites, rovers, spacecraft, really anything.
Okay. Now, when it comes to swimming specifically, how did you get involved in swimming?
I started taking swim lessons up in Iowa City when I was 4 or 5, a long time ago. I really loved it. So when I was 10, I joined the swim team here over the summer, and I really fell in love with that.
And so we were chatting off the air here just a little bit about the fact that you've had a lot of success in the pool. We'll talk about your state meet in just a couple of minutes, but this wasn't your first rodeo at the state meet. What's it been like to have that sort of success?
No, just going there as a kid and not winning a lot of races, it's just fun to finally be able to get up there, to be first, to just be that guy that I always looked up to.
And when you get ready for state, what kind of preparation as a swimmer do you do? Like we think of maybe basketball practice, they're shooting baskets, football practice, you're working on some of those hitting drills. What do swimmers do in their practices?
We swim a lot of laps. The more laps you swim, the better. There's repetition over and over, practicing good technique, getting it in your head. It's about all you can do, really.
What's when you talk about getting it in your head, for your mental preparation, what's the biggest point you emphasize?
Just not overthinking about it. You go in nervous, overthinking it, you're probably not going to do very well. Kind of just have to relax, just do what you've trained to do.
Now, when you get prepared for a race, let's say you're standing on the deck, you're kind of waiting for things to materialize, what are you thinking about? What are you doing to get prepared?
Really not thinking about much. You really want to clear your mind. That's what my coaches have always told me. Just don't think while swimming. Don't think beforehand. Just clear your mind and just do what you trained to do.
Now, you were a 2-time state champion this last weekend at Marshalltown and a state runner-up. So take us through the 50 free. It's not long. You got it done in 22 seconds. What were those 22 seconds like?
I don't remember much of it, honestly. Like you said, it just went by fast. I saw the guy toward the end coming in about 10 yards away. I saw he was pretty close behind me, and so gave it everything I had, turned up the speed to 11. And that was about it. That's all I remember.
When do you know you've won? Do you have to? Do you know when you touch the wall? Do you have to look up at? Do you have to look up and see the times? When do you know?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to see people on either side, just kind of out of your peripheral. So you really can't tell until you look at the clock. You can see the ranking up there.
And when you see it, what's your first thought?
I'm just happy. Happy I did it.
And that's the 50 free. Now you're also the champ in the 100 breast, just over a minute. Can you take us through that race and what the key points were?
Well, in that one, I really tried to stretch out my technique at my high school races. I think I'd been trying to go too fast, ended up just spinning out. So this past Saturday, I really tried to slow my technique down, work on gliding, take it long, take it a little slower. But I still ended up going about what I usually do. So it was a fun race.
Did it feel better than overall for you?
Yeah, it definitely hurt a lot less. It was a lot more relaxing.
And again, in that race, is it a matter of looking up, seeing the rankings? When did you know?
Yeah, I knew I was a little bit ahead of the guy, but also knew he was right at my feet. So I had a good feeling I won it, but it was reassuring to see the clock as soon as I saw it.
Now, you talked about going to state multiple times and being a part of the club for a while now. Now that you're an upperclassman, one of the older guys in the club, how do you perform as a leader for some of those younger kids?
Well, growing up as a kid, being 11, 12, 13 in there, I always looked up to the seniors, the big tall guys, the big fast guys. So it's really fun to be that guy now, be able to just be a good role model, good example for the younger kids that I always wished I had when I was a younger kid.
And, you know, we've talked about your success here in those three specific races. You were also involved in some of the other things. Let's take a look at your relay work. What's it like to be a part of a team in a relay and the specific point that you take on?
Well, relays are they're my favorite. It's more fun to swim with your friends. You always swim faster on relays because you want to do well for your teammates. It's not just about you. So relays are my favorite. That was probably the best moment for me, was winning that relay.
And, when you have, again, we've talked about not knowing when you touch the wall, having to wait for the rankings. When you have the 200 free and you guys take the championship in that, when do you know that and how do you celebrate with the guys?
Well, I was the anchor coming in, so the fourth person. I didn't know I won it. I knew we were a little bit behind going into my race. So when I looked up at the clock, I was pretty surprised. But get out of the pool, we're all high-fiving each other, and we're just really happy.
When we talk about your races specifically to the other guys across the team, I mean, when we're putting the results together, as a team, you guys were very impressive top to bottom. What's it like to see your teammates have success as well?
No, it's good. Swimming can be kind of an individual sport sometimes, so it's really good to be able to connect with your teammates, to see them do well, to swim with them, congratulate them. So it's just great to have your teammates doing well with you. It's a good feeling.
And for you, when you're not spending time in the pool, what are you doing?
Well, lots of school, lots of homework, hanging out with friends. Not in swimming is about it.
Our sponsor of our Athlete of the Week, Ben, is Hedgebove Lawn Care and Landscaping, and they talk a lot about their core values, their core principles. When you break it down, sports and life for you, what are your core values and core principles that you take into account and live by?
I think honesty would be a good one, the hard work in swimming and sports and school, pretty much anything you do, if you're willing to put the work in, you can pretty much achieve anything you want.
So with this now, your time in the pool here with the Water Sharks, also want to touch on your time in the pool for Iowa City West. How about your accomplishments this last season? How did it go in your final go-around?
For West, our final state meet, I had a couple disappointing swims. I was hoping to do a little better, but season as a whole went amazing. I have great teammates up there, lifelong friends I've made. It's been really fun to swim with all of them. It was just a good season. I'm sad that it's over.
And with graduation and in your work in the pool, how will you continue that? What can you do beyond the high school level now?
Well, I'm planning on joining water polo, the club team up there at Iowa. So kind of keeping similar sport. Hoping to make some good friends up there.
Well, Ben, congratulations. Three state championships, state runner-up, and a lot of quality finishes. You guys had a big weekend in Marshalltown. We wish you the best going forward, and we thank you for joining us as our Athlete of the Week this week.
Thank you.
And that's Ben Burhaus, senior at Washington High School, joining us. He's our Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the KCI IPM sports page. We'll be back with more right after this.